single person in this church this morning is an extremely unique individual. There's no one else in the entire world exactly like you or me. And I think a lot of us take a certain pride in that. I mean, we like to think of ourselves as originals. None of us wants to be an imitation or a clone of somebody else. We want to be individuals, especially we Americans. And yet, there is a sense in which imitating other people is an essential part of living. Because we all do it. The very language that we speak is a case in point. Every one of us learned to talk by imitating the sounds that we heard other people make. And in a large part, we learned to walk and to eat and to play and to work by that same method. Unique individuals that we are, our lives are in large measure imitations of what we have seen and heard in the lives and actions of other people. Now the question arises, is this a good thing or a bad thing? Well, that all depends upon who you choose to imitate. We are inherently imitators. Some degree of imitation is inevitable for every single one of us. Therefore, we should use a great deal of wisdom and caution in choosing our role models. One of our readings from today calls us to the highest level of imitation. St. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, "Be imitators of God as his beloved children." You know, you should know that the Apostle Paul was not a thinker of small thoughts. His attitude was that since we're going to imitate somebody, why not the highest? Why not the best? Why not God himself? Now, I don't know what your reaction to that is, but I suspect would be some incredulity, disbelief. How could we mere mortals model our lives after Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth? That's crazy. Now, quite obviously, there are some things about God that we can't imitate. For example, God's all-powerful. And we most certainly are not that. God is omniscient or all-knowing, and we cannot imitate that. And God is omnipresent everywhere, and we cannot imitate that. But St. Paul mentions three characteristics of God that we, as his children, can imitate in our lives. And the first of these is quite simply kindness. Now, you might think that the great challenge of imitating God would begin with some call to heroic service or self-sacrifice, but Paul did not start with either of these. He began with a thought so simple and down-to-earth that children learn it when they're babies. And here it is in all of its stark simplicity. We are being asked to be kind to one another. The Greek word that is translated as kind or kindness appears several times in the New Testament, and it almost always is used in reference to God. Jesus says in Luke's Gospel, "Love your enemies. Then you will be called children of God, since he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked." In Romans, Paul poses this question, "Do you not know that God's kindness is an invitation to repent?" And 1 Peter says, "You have tasted that the Lord is kind." You know, it certainly is possible that if you really try to model your life after God, someday you might be called to acts of great heroism and self-sacrifice. But for the moment, that is not our challenge. For most of us, the real challenge is to live our daily lives. We must do our work and pay our bills and hopefully have a little enjoyment in the midst of it all. But while we are doing this, our most consistent challenge will be living with and relating to other people. And it is practice simple kindness. If we seek to imitate God in the daily routine of life, we must begin by being kind to one another. Another divine characteristic that we are called to imitate and that we can imitate is compassion. Some translations say tender-heartedness. You know, implied in the scriptures is the suggestion that God has a tender heart. It can be broken. It actually can be made to grieve. In fact, St. Paul gives us a list of the things that grieve the heart of God. They are bitterness and anger, harsh words, slander, malice of every kind. Such things have no place in the life of God. You know, it is sometimes said that we can't help how we feel. And there certainly is an element of truth in that. That is true. But you know, we can help the way that we think and do things. We can exercise control over our thoughts and deeds. You know, if you see a bitter and an angry person, it is because that person has allowed bitter and angry thoughts to dominate their minds. Mm-hmm. Some people actually feed that. We don't have to do that. We can encourage grateful hearts. We can attempt to look at life and people through sympathetic eyes. We can try to understand their feelings and show compassion for their problems. To the extent that we are able to do that, we become imitators and children of God. And finally, Paul mentions one other area where we can imitate God, and that is through a willingness to forgive. Notice that the term is reciprocal, forgiving of one another. It flows back and forth. You know, today, I might be the one that forgives somebody, and I'll be doing the forgiving. But you know, it only makes sense to do that because somewhere down the road, I guarantee you, right around the corner is a time when I'm going to need to be forgiven. And I will be on the receiving end. You know, in this church, we carry a profound message of hope for a sinful and broken world. It is that God is the great forgiver. But you know, every day of our lives, we either confirm or deny that message by the way that we deal with one another. If we fail to forgive, we're denying the very message that we preach. When we forgive one another, we're simply imitating what God has done for us through Christ. St. Paul said, "The imitators of God is beloved children." Now that was the challenge to Christians 2,000 years ago, and today we face the same challenge. But let me ask you, is that realistic? I mean, come on, can we really do that? To be honest with you, on our own strength, no. But that is the theme of today's gospel reading. There, Jesus presents himself as the living bread come down from heaven. You see, St. Paul spoke of imitation. Christ spoke of assimilation. He offers himself to us in spiritual food. The Greek is clear. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this in anamnesis of me. Do this when you really want me to be there. Can I explain it? No. But he taught us that we can actually assimilate his personality into our personality. We can't become like him. In the highest sense of the word, his life was a perfect imitation of God. His kindness, his compassion, his willingness to forgive were the exact reproductions of what he had seen in his heavenly Father. And he offers himself to us.